Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena, Sam Lowe, how are you?
Good morning, I'm really good.
It's lovely to have you in the studio. You have brought in a special ingredient today, which is sending a lovely aroma around the studio
Yes. I'm very excited about this ingredient because of what it's done in terms of understanding Chinese gastronomy and regional influences. However,
amazing.
Yeah, it is the famous Sichuan peppercorn. Have you all tried it?
I think I've had it in things, but I've never had it on its own. You know, when you go and get like a yum congee or some noodles or something, that's probably when I've maybe had it, but I don't think I've ever just tried the peppercorn on its own.
On its own, yeah. So let me talk about it as an ingredient for a little bit. So a lot of misconceptions. People think it's actually related to the peppercorn or the chili family. It's actually not.
Oh, true.
I definitely thought that.
So it is a bud from a flowering shrub that is related to the citrus family. So that's why I brought in, I sourced some really high quality ones.
Nice.
And I've kept in this airtight container so we can all give it a sniff.
Okay.
And then what I want you to do is actually take one of these, chew it in the front of your mouth for just three times.
Okay.
Just three times. It's a delayed effect, so don't chew on it for too long. And then spit it out in front of you. So give it a good smell first.
A little bit of ASMR in your breakfast.
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's such a beautiful smell. It's like, it's really floral.
Yeah, so it's super floral, really zingy, really zesty, really citrusy, but a little bit herbal.
Yeah. And I think I had never known it wasn't actually in that family, so I'm already really intrigued. But once you said it's like the bud of a flower, it looks like that, and it definitely smells like that. There you go, Zoe. Do you want to have a sniff? Give that a little rattle there.
Oh, my goodness.
It's such a nice noise.
ASMR. Yeah, so I'll talk a little bit. Yeah, so do the three chew and then spit it out. Yeah, so one, two, three, spit it out. Okay,
one,
so
two.
Why this ingredient is super important is because wait for it. And then,
So
are you getting like a slight numbing, tingling sensation?
Yes,
very much so.
Yeah. So that is from a molecule called alpha hydroxysanchol. And it is a molecule that creates tiny vibrations in the in your palate. And what it does is that it numbs and depresses your bitter receptors. So then when you taste food, it's sweeter. So if you drink beer with Sichuan food or food that has this ingredient, it increases your drinking experience as well.
Wow.
Not that I condone drinking, but you know, it's nice.
In moderation at the right time.
So why this ingredient is super important is because as regional Chinese restaurants were opening up in Auckland, people were finding it hard to identify subtle like influences and different kind of subtle flavors. But because Sichuan is so bold and red and filled with chili and Sichuan peppercorns, people had to stop and think and be going, oh my God, this is crazy that this is Chinese food. So, because a lot of what we know is Southern Chinese, which is the sweet and sour pork, the really Cantonese sweet type of dishes. But this allowed us to stop and think about different regional influences. Sichuan is the size of France. So,
so
that alone has a lot of subtleties in its cuisine and gastronomy. So this is why this is super important, and it's used a lot in terms of not just flavor, but it helps remove negative qualities. And like maybe you had some meat that wasn't at the highest quality. So in terms of Chinese cooking, you utilize everything so you don't waste. So we think of ways to make it more flavorful and surpass that kind of poultry or gamey flavor bad cuts of meat.
This is amazing. Like, I can feel it tingling on my lips and on my tongue.
Yeah, me too.
Don't worry, it'll go away.
I kind of like it.
Good. Yeah. And also, it has such a floral flavor when you taste it on its own. It kind of reminds me of the smell of Daphne a little bit. I don't know if that's a thing people are imagining in their head right now, but it's kind of got that sort of a flavor to it. It's incredible on its own. I don't think I've ever tried it like this before.
Yeah. And once it's toasted with oil, it adds aroma to the oil and then it seasons the food. So generally you wouldn't want to eat the whole thing. However, you can grind it into a powder and then add it to dishes as well.
So like what kind of dishes would you sort of commonly find it in if you're heading into a restaurant or if you're cooking at home? Where would you be putting this?
Yeah, I guess like like the most famous region would be Sichuan, which is southern western central part of China, and it's commonly known in the flavor of ma la. So ma meaning numbing and mm-hmm. la meaning spicy, and that's why those two combinations are very common. Ma is almost like the feeling of anesthesia or pins and needles.
That is a bit what it feels like.
And la is spiciness. So the perfect combination of those two is one of the main three flavors found in Sichuan. So mala is super important. And then it's kind of, that ingredient has been spread throughout China, and you'll even find it in some southern Chinese cooking as well. Mapo tofu, I don't know if you've had that before.
Yes,
it's kind of like the dish. Or Chongqing noodles, or kind of hot pot as well. Mm-hmm. That's used a lot.
Wow, yum. Any sort of like spots where you're like, this place does the best?
So my personal favorite is Noodle Heaven in Newlyn. It's just one auntie, she does everything from scratch. She if you go in there sometimes, you'll just see like all these like Sichuan peppercorn filled Chinese sausages air drying that she's handmade. I love that place dearly. And other places that I really like is Tian Fu in Newmarket, and I guess the super popular Eden noodles and Chongqing noodles as well. I also asked some people on the social media, Taste of Sichuan in Albany is quite popular, and Fang in Parnell.
Oh, okay, nice. I haven't heard of that one.
But one super interesting one that just opened up recently in Bredomart is Ghost Street Kitchen. So it's the newest modern Chinese restaurant that just opened, and they base a lot of focus on Sichuanese Xi'an kind of food. So a lot of it has that mala kind of numbing kind of flavor profile.
I love this. This is such an interesting sensation, to have it isolated like that. It's pretty incredible. I'm not going to ask you where your secret sources of Sichuan comes from, but this like magical little Tupperware that you've got full of it is pretty special. Sam, that is delicious.
Thank you. Yes, I mean, you can find them in most Asian groceries. They come in different varieties too. I guess the best way to find good ones is to find the ones that are denser, so they have more moisture in them, so they have more of those aromatic qualities. Mm-hmm. Not to say the dry ones aren't good, they just use for different purposes. So I like the heavier moisture ones for broths and seasoning.
Oh, that's fantastic. Sam, thank you so much for bringing in the Sichuan peppercorn this morning. Not a peppercorn, who knew? It's a completely different family. How do you spell it for someone who has just texted in if they're trying to Google it right now?
There's actually different spellings, but the most common one is S-I-C-H-U-A-N.
There you go. Hope that helps you out there. And you can find someone or somewhere that stocks it in Tamaki Makaurau and maybe have a crack at cooking a bit with it.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Sam. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Thank you very much.